Ghost of the Spirit. 15 minutes time. Start playing on the keyboard. You give me strings. Glory to God. Obviously, from what Pastor said, the greatest thing we need in warfare is intelligence. I found out that all these big nations, superpowers, they spend more money, spend more labor in intelligence to find out. I think some of them, they have spies. You'll be shocked they have spies in every city, in every places, even in this nation. The reason is that it's intelligence that makes you superior to the next person. That is why in the Old Testament, before the Israelites will ever engage on any warfare, they will first of all seek God. It's not as if their army is not ready. Sometimes, even when they wanted to fight Ai, it seems as if their military might is far stronger than Ai. But there are things they needed to know. There are dimensions, things in the spirit. There are informations that you don't know. You don't know what those people has consulted. I was watching one epic movie, you know, about Troy. You know, some of those epic movies, they give accurate depiction of realities. One, what happened is that one of the kings of the Greek was coming against the king of Sparta. And the king of Sparta didn't know. He was preparing for warfare, gathered his soldiers. The other ones gathered. So they were coming against army versus army. So a word went to the king of Sparta and said, the king of Greek has sacrificed her daughter, only daughter, his only daughter. So you know in warfare, it's sacrifice that wins. Yes. Even God himself will not do more than your sacrifice. As a matter of fact, when we enter warfare and we find out that the enemy, your enemy, is more intelligent and more exposed to the powers, negative supernatural powers, than you, that is the believer, he will win you. In spite of the fact that you are born again and the riches of Christ is at your disposal. So when you come in the kingdom, you get as much exposure to intelligence and the powers, revelations that power our kingdom. So much so that your light will be able to douse the darkness. That is the only way we can win. Because after 15 minutes or so, we are going to pray. But I found out one thing. We have prayed for long and we had few results. We have even attacked the enemy, did a few things. I found out, just like Pastor said, what is important is that we have intelligence. You have intelligence. One of the things you find out, for example, in the battle, the Israelites were coming, and they have, I think, three armies were coming against the Israelites, and they finished off one, finished off the second one. The third group of people, the king looked at this thing and knew that something bad is going to happen. Do you know what he did? He went and sacrificed his only son, slew him on the wall. Even God, that Pastor, God gave them those countries, told them, these three countries I've given you, you will win this warfare. But do you know this king slew his only son? Even the Israelites, even God, all of them turned back. I'm trying to tell you that what works in the spirit is the intelligence. Now, that particular thing the man took advantage of is one of the principles and laws that this very universe is founded upon. So how much you know is how much you can do. What you know is what you can do. Because you can be saying, sometimes we pray for 4 hours. I know somebody that went to went to one bush place and fasted for long. You know, he was in his fasting and got mad and came back. We started delivering him. You see, because there are things you don't know. So one of the first things you should know, I want to say one or two things and then we pray. One of the things you need to know is how to fight. You must know how to fight. So I want to say a few things on what I titled The Basics of Spiritual Warfare. I know Pastor will now take you into every other thing that pertains to that. First thing you need to know is that once you are born again, you are born into warfare. It is as plain as that. Once you are born again, you are born into warfare. There is already an existing contention before man came into being. And then when Jesus rose from the dead, he made an open declaration. The Bible says that having spoiled principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, triumphing over them in it. Now that warfare is called Aquedomai. You know, we might not have time to go into the full details. Now, once you are born again, it's not optional. You are born into a new kingdom, and there is another kingdom that is opposed to it. So everything about your life and your destiny is fashioned in such a way that it should dethrone the other kingdom. And so that other kingdom also prepares everything about itself to make sure you too does not, you know, win them also in battle. So when a believer prospers, when a believer grows in faith, when you grow in faith and in love of God, is warfare. As far as the devil is concerned, is warfare. When they preach the word of God and you understand it and use it to live day by day, it's only you that thinks it's normal. As far as the devil is concerned, that's warfare. That's why the Bible says even when the word of God is preached, he's not content that you are receiving the word. He will come and try to steal it away from your heart. Even something as simple as that, at least to our understanding. So there are two kingdoms at war. The book of Revelation gave us insight into what happened before now, that Satan gathered his own cohorts and they came to heaven and they fought. The first question I asked myself when I read this is, if there is warfare in heaven, how much more on earth? If there is warfare in heaven, how much more on earth? So, you know, some believers don't like to hear this thing, but the very faith you are born into is warfare. Your master bought every single thing about this faith. The finished work of Christ is warfare. It's just that if we study what happened in that land of the dead, where Jesus went and defeated all the cohorts, one of the things we find out is that there is warfare that took place in that. In fact, one of the boasts that the devil made is that he made boast that Jesus cannot escape death. Nobody escapes death. Nobody. Actually, what Jesus was afraid of is not Satan. You know, there are three courts in the underworld that holds men. You don't leave them. If you leave one, if you overcome one, you can't overcome two. If you overcome two, you can't overcome three. Some of them, when we read them in the scriptures, they look as positions, places. Actually, they are beings. One is Satan, one is hell, and one is death. Out of them, out of these three, I don't have time to explain much, but out of these three, death is the worst. That is why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 5 that Jesus raised a strong cry to him that is able to save him from the powers of death. No, death doesn't hold you and you come back. And after then, the disciples gave a testimony and said, even death could not hold him captive. So, amongst many things that happened, even death himself could not hold him captive. The Satan, he trusted in the fact that he can't escape death. That is why the Bible says that the greatest thing that the power of the Holy Ghost wrought was being able to raise Jesus up from the dead. That is the greatest time the power of God was expended as far as this universe of God is concerned. Because it's something. If one person can rise from the dead, then many others can rise. Upon that, we believers stand and fight. Upon the finished work of Christ, we stand and fight. Upon the fact that him has won, I've entered what I want to say. This gets me to the point of me bringing to you the basis of spiritual warfare. There are three positions a believer must take for you to accurately fight. Now, one is what we call the sitting position. Now, upon the fact that Jesus Christ won, we are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. Just like Pastor said, it is like God telling you, I have given you this thing. Go and possess it. You see, in the kingdom, you don't have anything unless it's given to you from above. That's just the truth. So what we do is that we take what is ours. So So that is where new creation realities come into place. When you understand that we are drawn near by the blood of the cross, there is no warfare that doesn't involve the blood. In fact, if you don't understand the mysteries of the blood of Jesus so well, you will not be an effective warrior. What is it about the blood of Jesus? That is the basics of the sitting position. The Bible says that the life of the soul is in the blood. The life of the soul is in the blood. What is the type of life that Jesus carried? The Bible made us to understand that he carried the life of God inside of him. So when the blood of Jesus was spilled, what was contained, I'm trying to show you the power in the blood. Why is alive and ever lived? That he cleans people far and he can cleanse them now and he lives evermore. Why it has the potency to have effect on the eternal God, the holder of the divine scales of justice. Inside the blood of Jesus is contained the very life of God. The Holy Ghost was inside that blood. So the eternal power of God is encased in the blood. So when that blood came, God was shocked. Even the scales that balances things, he so much tipped the sins and the things that men committed that it didn't matter whatever is done. It didn't matter whatever it faces, that thing crumbles. That is why when somebody is born again, you are brought into the bloodline. Nothing crosses that bloodline that is not of God. In fact, the Bible says that we are drawn close to God by the blood of his covenant. So no matter what you do now, I want to show you the basis. For example, you can even make mistake and all that, and then the devil suddenly rise in the night and start afflicting you, and you say, hey, I did this one. No. The blood ensures that even when you make mistake, you can still be drawn there. Now, there are three positions you can take. I'm just trying to say a little about your sitting position. The Bible says we are seated with Christ. I wanted to read scriptures, but the book of Ephesians is a compendium of how warfare take place. The book of Ephesians is an epistle of warfare. I know you might not have noticed it, but you need to read it and see that the book of Ephesians is divided into three. From chapter 1 to chapter 1 to 3 talks about our sitting position. That's where the Bible talked about how Jesus Christ went and won the warfare and he seated in the heavenly places far above all principalities and powers in chapter 1. And he seated that place. The Bible now said in chapter 2 that we are what? Seated with him. So I've said it many times. Let me have your pen. If I put this pen here, you know, this is your book. Is it not true? And I do Webby and send this thing to Lagos. I send book to Lagos. And then he arrived in Lagos. Where is your pen? See, your pen will be in Lagos. That's what happened. But an act of God's divine authority, he included us in Christ so that when Christ died, we died in him. When he rose, we rose. The most important thing is that when he ascended, we ascended. When he got seated, we got seated with him. That is the basis. Anytime you want to engage warfare, you must understand, you must always remind, you must get it into your heart so much more that it diffuses every doubt and fear, that you are seated with Christ Jesus far above principalities and powers. The devil will never want you to know that. In fact, you might think you know it. You don't yet. If you know it well, there are some things that would have crumbled in your life if you understand your seated position. Now, there are many positions we take in prayer. Prayer is not just praying. In warfare prayer, what we actually do is legislation. You pray from up down. It is only in intercession, and maybe you want to pray. If you want to pray to God, you pray from down to up. But if you want to address powers, if you want to engage the devil in warfare, you pray from up to down. And that means you must understand your seated position in Christ Jesus. No, don't just pray. Don't just do things. Don't just pray that people are praying. Get results. If you do the Christian life long enough without results, you will get frustrated. That's why you must do it the right way. And the good thing about what we are saying is that you might think you are the one fighting. Actually, it's God that is fighting. Just as Pastor said, God said, I have dispossessed them. Meanwhile, we are the ones that dispossess them. In the actual sense, we are the ones that dispossess them. But God said, I have dispossessed them. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 51, I think, verse 20, the Bible said, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. With thee will I break in pieces nations. With thee will I break in pieces kingdoms. Thou art my battle axe. I mean, God wields you like an instrument of warfare. Some of us, we might not have time. I think Pastor will teach subsequently. Some of us, we are instruments, weapons, and we are blunt. We are not sharp. The Bible said there is what we call a sharp threshing instrument. Your edges are sharp. Anytime there is need to engage, you are the one that God will wait. Because God knows that once you enter into warfare, the kingdom of darkness will be brought down. It's a terrible thing for people like you to come into warfare because things will change. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. With thee will I pray. So God is interested in kingdoms. He's interested in bringing down. My God, I feel the power of God so much in this place. God is interested in bringing down many things in your life. Guess what? You are the person that he's going to use. So Christians don't know, and they take the responsibility that God has given to them and give to God. The people that didn't give it to God will give to their pastor. The responsibility God gave to you, if you didn't give to God, you give to pastor. That's what they do. No, the truth is that no matter how your pastor prays for you, there are warfares that only you can win. The reason why you can win it is that in winning that warfare, you grow. If you don't win it, you don't grow. And the aspect of warfare is just beyond you having personal victory. It's about the kingdom. That kingdom has better trained soldiers, so that when things happen, God can summon them. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it said, take your plowshares, mold it into weapons. Wake the mighty men. Let them that is asleep wake up, for the days of battle come. It's because we don't have soldiers. Untrained men everywhere. And that's why the devil is bedeviling the church. Many things happen. The Islamic sect, many things. Nothing. We can't do much about it. Not as if we are not pained in our heart. We sorrow, but we can't do much because we are not trained. We are not equipped. We are not sharp. We can't do much. On the day God wanted you to fight your small battle so that your heart will be enlarged enough to take bigger things, you ran to your pastor and say, Pastor, pray for me. Because he's your pastor, he still pray for me, for you. But you robbed yourself of an opportunity to grow large in God, to be equipped for something higher. I'm sorry for talking, but you need to know it. You know, Pastor might pet you, but one day you need to stand, and people need to stand in the gates of this city. The reason, the only time God has men is that people can stand in the gates of the city and they speak and the gates respond to them. It's not people are praying everywhere. Nothing is responding to them. The devil doesn't even know that they exist. I thought it's a joke until I went for youth service. People has been praying for them for long. But before I went, Pastor, I had an encounter in our panel at home. I was studying between 11 to 4 p.m., 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Those days, I had a lot of encounters. But that day, the glory of God came down so much that you can see it. And then suddenly, from that place, a voice began to teach me the scriptures. It taught me for some time. And then I had an open vision. I saw our orientation camp at Ogun State. And that's where God told me of the assignment he's sending me to, how to and what to do. So he told me, now this is intelligence. I mean, after we have been granted basic lessons, there is also personal subjective intelligence that God grants to us. It is on the strength of that that you can discomfit the enemy. It's only God that knows in his heart what it means for somebody to run around the wall of Jericho and he submerges. It's only him that knows how he founded the earth, that knows that there is something you can do and that thing submerges. He comes and tells you, run around it. For you, you don't see the sense in it. But for him that knows the end from the end from the beginning, he told you, do this, just give praise, sow seed. Just pray, just fast. Oh no, you will say, I've done it for many times. Why will I do it again? But he's telling you, do it now. Something is about to happen. That's the intelligence that God grants to you. Warfare are won by men that have superior intelligence. Yes. It was from that day I went to youth service. By the time I landed there, I was already on a 72 days fast with prayer. So when I don't laugh when I talk about my fasting, is something else. Something else. I don't know how God gave me that grace. It's something else. It was on that day when I arrived, I'm already so fired up that the first guy that met me in the family house looked at my eyes and called me Ogun Fire, because you know, I was dressed on jean, very shy, you know, gentle, but my eyes was burning. And when I entered that place, for 21 days, I did what God told me, and I started waking up in the night over some period of time and prayed. This is subjective intelligence. I prayed, though, one of those nights, around 3 a.m., that's when I fought with the controlling power of the territory. On that day, that's when I found out that the scripture, because I don't have time, I will tell you that there are three levels in positions you can take in warfare. The final one is what we call standing. In that standing, the Bible says, be strengthened with might in the inner man. It was on that day that I found out that you are as strong as your inner man. No, no, forget this thing we are doing in the physical. The real strong man is the man that is in the inner man, your spirit man. That's when I found out that we fought and fought and fought. All the scriptures I know disappeared. You see, people deceive themselves. You know all these doctrine people, they quote. No, no, no. You don't know it. The day we know you know it is the day it becomes a tool to win in warfare. On that day, the only thing I remembered is Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And help came from heaven. On that day I won. It was on that day. If we pray, the territory recognizes it, because our voice was not recognized before. In fact, the evidence is that even the people living there started fighting us, because every night my voice rings on the air. One of the men, he has one big house so far from us. He went as far as reporting us to NYSC state coordinator that our prayer is disturbing them. Meanwhile, the Muslims put their loudspeaker by 5 a.m. But my only voice is disturbing him. See, let me tell you. You can live with a witch for 30 years, you won't know. Because the physical distance does not count for spiritual distance. I can sleep I can stay with an occultic man. Even if he does, he can't touch me, because that we are close physically doesn't mean we are close spiritually. I am seated with Christ Jesus. Far above principalities and powers. So you can sit with the person physically. It doesn't mean the person is close to you physically. Then somehow you can be far away. They will tell you, run away from your village. You run to Lagos. It doesn't mean that you are in Lagos, doesn't mean you are far away. You are very close. They will just poke you in the mirror and do like this, and you will be blind. Because the real distance is in the spirit. And that is why God took us far above principalities and powers of names, and about to be named. Very high. Because in warfare, spiritual warfare, your greatest advantage is height. The person that sees higher is the one that is more powerful. That is why for some issues to be dealt with, you can be praying, or you will not get there. Then your pastor will come and suddenly pick it in the spirit and administer something, because he came that day and he sat from a place that is far higher. Advantage is granted to the man that is sitting on a higher position. That's why we press into God, so that we sit higher.
the person that is in charge of this city is the one that is sitting the highest in the spirit.
Let me just say a few things before I will switch off. So now, the first thing is your sitting position. Ephesians chapter 1 from 19 to 23. Quickly. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 23. Saineko prate mahasandelia pros kifabadan telia tos kapamanta
prendelos. Ephesians 1:19-23.
Yeah.
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
Okay.
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come.
Yeah.
And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Continue. Go to chapter 2. It's human beings that did this thing. Go to chapter 2. Continue.
And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
In which you once walked according to the course of this world.
Okay.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
See, we don't have time. We would have dissected this thing. There are warfare. Once it comes to the air, you cannot determine what will happen, because as the sphere is divided into three. Once something leaves the sphere of God or leaves the sphere of man and comes into, let me use scripture, that territory that Gabriel met the prince of Persia, you cannot really determine what will happen there. Those warfares, that those powers are involved, that's the place that's the place it happens. As a matter of fact, I don't have time. But this particular warfare I'm talking about is beyond casting of demons or casting of expelling demons. No, that's not. There are demons. The scripture makes us to understand that you cast out devils. But in this particular context, you war. Some spirits, you cast them out. Some you war with them. You contend with them. So some of the deliverance ministers and some of, they don't understand the food. They don't have intelligence. So everything is about casting devils for them, and some people, everything is just for warfare. They don't know that some spirits are casted out. In fact, there are some evil spirits that possess some people. That person seems as if, you notice, there are some madmen, they are possessed, but the spirit that is working with them is the one in charge of a city. So when you enter a city to do a work, do you know what God will do? If God wants to open that city to you, he will give you the grace to cast out that spirit. Because you heard about the madman, the Gadarian. That spirit possessing him is in charge of 10 cities. It was when that spirit was cast out, the Bible said that that man went and evangelized 10 cities. 10 cities were under one man. And that man, all those spirits were contending him. So you don't, in my thinking, is casting out devils. Some casting of devils, you need to be intelligent to know that this particular one is not just casting to set this person free. We are actually warring with a territorial principality. I'm sorry for saying these big things, but one day, if you don't understand, you will not know why some things happen in your family the way it happens. You will not know why you have prayed for 6 months. It seems as if it's not working, because you are not seeing what you are supposed to see. You are not seeing it the way you are supposed to see it. Once you see it that way, once there is a disclosure, every other thing is gone. Now, I don't think I will be able to say many things. But if you go to from chapter 4, the Bible now talks about, there are three. Let me just mention it so that even if I don't have time, we'll now go. Number one position is what we call the sitting position. You can write it down. Number two position is what we call the walking position. If you go to chapter 4, that's where the Bible started talking about walking in love. You know, and many things, removing the old man, putting on the new man that is molded in righteousness and the holiness of God, and all that. People, okay, the third one is standing. Now, people neglect the walking and move into fighting, and that's why they go into warfare. They are hot. In fact, the most important part of warfare, Pastor, is knowing how to survive first.
so that you will not, our people used to say, no be a person where call police they will know. I hope you know. It's not always that, in fact, sometimes you go and engage in warfare that your head will not come at. A lady was fighting warfare until she said one day in her dream they overpowered her and removed her head. Four giant men came, overpowered her, removed her head. She died dead. The thing is that she's engaging in that warfare doesn't mean she will survive. And that's why the important thing about warfare is also knowing how to survive. And that's why the Bible started telling us a few things. Even before he came there, your love walk should be intact. Your love walk should be intact. Let me say it again. Your love walk should be intact. That is actually where your strength comes from. If your love walk is intact, normally, even if you don't fight, the devil can't touch you. You are naturally protected. You know, if you read that book from chapter 3 down, you find out that the Bible started listing things like bitterness, envy, a lot of things, fornication, lasciviousness, darkened cancer, renewed mind, a lot of things that the Bible mentioned. Because if your mind is not renewed, the devil has even warned you. In fact, the devil has warned you before anything happened. If your mind is unrenewed, don't bother praying. In fact, pastor will waste his anointing on you if your mind is unrenewed. That's why if you pray for people, pray for people. And you notice that they pray for this person for the same thing. Pray for this person. And this person is, things started happening. It's not happening for this person. That 80% of the time, the challenge is mind renewal. So we stop praying, stop everything, and start teaching the people so that their mind will be renewed, so that they will receive the same thing. Because the challenge can never be from God. God is not patcher. The Bible says he's not a respecter of any man. Is he okay? Then the final one is standing. That's where the scripture talked about. I think that's the place. These things takes long to teach, but I just rushed through it so that I will mention a few things for you, so that you will fight this night. A little, you fight a little. When you fight, you now see the result. You know, when we say this thing, some people say, how does it happen? Does it mean we have not been praying? Somebody slept with me, pastor, in a room the other time I went for that program. And when he finished, he woke up by 1 a.m. Actually, we slept together, but around 1, I woke up. So him woke up around 2. When he now did many things, by 4, he met me and said, COC, he had a dream. And in that dream, he noticed he was in the same room with me sleeping. And then he left down my room, and it seemed as if his room is beside my room. And when he opened it, what I'm telling you is real. In this place, before we go, God will fight for you. What he said is that he saw that as he entered that room, it was open. And he suspected that something bad would have entered that room. And lo and behold, as he turned to one side of the room, look at a python coiled in one place in that room. A very big python. So in that dream, the spirit realm is legalistic and complex. You need a navigator. That's why we need the Holy Ghost to navigate that realm. He said even in that place, as he saw the snake, he wanted to kill it, but he was afraid. 1, 2. But even though he was afraid, he had weapon. He had like something like four cutlass. Four, not even one, four. But he couldn't still kill the python. He was equipped, but he couldn't fight. You know, some people don't even have weapons. This one have weapon, but he couldn't fight. So what happened is that suddenly that sin was removed, and he was brought outside, and an elderly man was standing beside like this. That elderly man has sword also. So he told the elderly man, he can't kill this thing. Can you kill this thing with your sword? With your sword? The elderly man just nodded head. Use the sword. Just threw it like this. Bam! Just one throw. It went and pierced the python. Hinged it to the wall. And before his eyes, the python died. And he woke up. And he said that power is the controlling power in his family. It's the spirit of python. Nobody raises up in that family.
have many things to say, but time will not allow me, because we need to pray. I am burdened with the fact that believers will stay in church and devil will hold them captive. Not because Jesus has not set them free, but because they fail to understand the full scope of what God has done. The people that understood it, they don't know how to appropriate it. Some even go ahead to try to appropriate it. They find out they lack the strength and the stamina to go on. And that's why the Bible says that ye be strengthened with might in the inner man. No, don't go. If you go to that scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, where he said, be strengthened with might in the inner man. That word strength, be strengthened, is the word from where endowment comes from. He said, be endued with strength in inner man. Now, let me read it. I think that's the last place I should read before we go. Ephesians chapter 6. But let me read down the whole place. The place is so sweet that if I don't read it, verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is just what I want. But he said, put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to what? So the last aspect of the positions that you take in warfare is standing. In fact, if you go down from here, Paul was telling us how to stand, standing, how to stand. After you have put on the whole armor, I remember those days, Reverend taught us, stand, therefore, with your loins guided. Now, look at that verse 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That first strong in the Lord talks about endowment, the power of his might. That power there is not dunamis. Dunamis is potential inherent power that a man receives, a believer actually receives, when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. Yes. But that power there, if you check it in Greek, it says Kratos. Kratos. Kratos is what we call dispensable power. If it's catch, you call it liquid catch. Dunamis is potential power. But just like dunamis is gotten from the Greek word dynamo. The dynamo in a bicycle, if you continue winding it, maybe praying in tongues, you generate power from it. That usable power that you generate is what we call Kratos. Now the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That might is also a type of power that is called iskus, is relational power. That means the Bible is suggesting to us that even in the power, usable power dimension of God, that everybody is not playing at the same level. So you can use, interface with dunamis so much so that you generate what we call Kratos, usable power. And the extent to which you have generated that power will give you a level of playing that is different from another person. You know what it means? Even though you receive the same Holy Ghost with your pastor, doesn't mean that you have the same access to power. The relational power between you and him is far different, because he has traded with the Holy Ghost that he has received. So sometimes we ask people the question, what have you done with the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost that you have received, have you traded with it? The Bible, Jesus said he's going to come. And when he comes, we ask the one that he gave 4 talents, what did you do with it? How much have you traded? How much gain have you received? Because the master will need us to trade with it and establish the frontiers of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in power. Pastor, there is a song you sang at Pastor John's wedding. That song has been disturbing me. I want us to sing it. Power of the age to come, show me the Father, teach me his ways. I wanna know you, Holy Ghost. Somebody help me, I don't know how to sing.
You are Holy Ghost. You are Holy.
feet and pray.
You are holy, Lord. The power of the living God. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. Power of the living God. Ease up on me. Ease up on me. Ease up on me. The center of the need to come. Ease up on me. Ease up on me. Upon me, the power of the living God is the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Is the Holy Ghost. Center of the living God.
It's a prayer, it's not a song.
Shekete kosho
ala tosi la matali gaba.
Holy Spirit. Paul said, a great and effectual door has been opened up unto me, but there are many adversaries. I see doors in the spirit. This night we are going to enter those doors. A new realm, a new dimension, a new season. Those doors open for you. You are the one that is going to enter.
There is power, there is fire for them that sit in battle. Everyone that sit in warfare, there is power, there is power, there is strength. Oh God, Baya Bakasondaya, Eberete Pabarata Bayakwa. Somebody enter, somebody enter. Akaya, akaya da da da. Isani, isani. Babaya, babaya, babaya. Hey, iya kata. Ayakai kaya. Sada da 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 dia. Ita. You enter as a person, you enter as a family, you enter as a church, you enter as a season. Abide katuska, abide saia saia na baka, ebre koko koko, shoda de de dia, ina ba mina, zante kadia, kadia da da dia, ebre koko koto koso. Every power, every limitation, every force limiting you from entering your season. I mean, akosande barataya, ukopa barata sande kabayate. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against them this night. Hey, saiga bakabarante, emerete barata, sabaka barada maria. Sande prete bebele kabarata, sanda da 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 niya kabarata balato. Oko boko 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 boko. Sakata kabaya teria. Even upon your family, even upon your family. Suza,
The devil is not in charge, he's not in charge.
Mobilized already. I'm going to pray and God is going to give a sign that he's fighting for you. Just be playing that song.
He's the Holy Ghost, power of the age to come. He's the Holy Ghost.
Kamona.
He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost, power of the age to come. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost.
Jesus,
scepter of the living God. He is upon us. He is upon us. He is upon us. Power of the living God.
Maya, sala, rabenindo cruz, kife merendelia, ambro da casante libananta, manta cabenia, yakambo to sande, rapatina dante libacona, ele perede kia cabarante le paranamoco, sante cabarada baca, eco parate, sante gete, ele pacatabante le protoboco soda bacaya.
Power of the age to come, show me the Father, teach me his way. I wanna know you, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost, power of this God.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now God is fighting for you. I see the spirit. I see a young lady. Now reduce a little. I see a young lady. In fact, the person I'm seeing is crying. Jesus Christ will fight for you and intervene for you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want us, as that will be a sign that God is working in our life and in our families. It's a sign. So I'm going to ask my God to send help and stretch forth his hand and touch that person in the name of Jesus. And he touch, as he touches that person, things will be released upon our life and we are going to enter into that place, into that season. The devil can't hold us. It takes, there is a higher power that will come, the hand of God, a higher authority. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me and find that young lady in the name of Jesus Christ, 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 in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, Father, I ask you from this auditorium, help me and find that person
by the anointing. By the anointing. Put your hand of power on that person. Put your hand of power on that person. Put your hand of power on that person. Let your hand of power and deliverance come on that person. Put your hand. Put your hand. Put your hand. Stronger. Stronger. Holy Ghost. Stronger. Stronger. Holy Ghost. 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 Sendo kabrataya kayadoski febede ento kasobrana baha setia kabrana baya endo kosata brata enento kosadian de brate akanda brata baba kosatan de limbro sakate ende frete skiva pata liando kosatande. Yes. In Jesus' name. Just stop praying. This is a sign to us. Don't pray. Just in a few minutes. Father, I ask you, oh God, help me and find that person. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Father, I see that person being pulled out. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. She's being pulled out by higher force. And bam! Pulled out. Pulled out. Pulled out. Pulled out. As a higher force and power that intervenes in your life. Seko parada mahasande kambreta bayatelia. I want every other person to pray. This is a sign. It's not just about what it is. It's a sign that God is on your case. It's a sign. This is a sign. This is a sign. This is a sign. Every single person facing a new warfare in your life. In fact, I saw somebody that is being molested. You are being molested. You are being molested. Jesus. Sapa Kumbras. Just go ahead and pray now. Just go ahead. In 2 minutes. In 2 minutes. Just go ahead and pray. Just go ahead and pray. Sendo kobrata bayatelia kambrata bas etoko sobrata palante linda kabayate zino kasande breta bakata satiado kashotande embro kata kasia dede shkida ba manda brata ya. As you pray, my eyes is opening in the spirit. Segro sakambrata baya. There is somebody that is molested. Sende braka bataya sanda balata. Jesus Christ is sending his angel to war against that spirit that overpowers you. Segoro sakabaya ite baraka sandeba iko barata bakatelia zante kota kaparada ma sante baita ebreko pasona barata ya kalida baradia zembrete belete kota sanda brata baya. In Jesus' name. There is a young man here. Your life is in circles. You cannot even help yourself. I want us to pray. I'm sure God is. I want us to pray. Pray a little. Light everything that puts your. It's not as if you are not trying. No. But what you don't know is the higher powers. Foundational issue is your work, is your problem. I want us to pray. War against that thing now. War against that thing. Let today, let God do something about that foundation. Let this higher power come. Let this higher power come. Let it come. Let it come upon your life. And break that circle. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sakabaria. Sonda kabarata babine. Zete zete kabariante. Mpebeko sakabarata. Shaba kateria kabalako. Esombrata babaria kabaria. Zete zete le kabarata badash. Isho teteteria. Kambora kasele. Ibreto kosanda papaya. Ilaba ya kaita mama zobara 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 apepe pepe 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 sababa. You cannot go here bound. You cannot go here fighting this warfare. Something will shift. I decree in the name of Jesus a shift. Let a higher power intervene in your life now. As I speak, let the angels of God be mobilized for your sake, be mobilized for your warfare. They follow you now. They war for you.
They war for you. They war for you. The Lord God of hosts is in our midst. He's the Lord of warfare. Asakwa paya, paya la paya. Saka epepe liba sakia. Monta Caperia, Sopele Peleta, Libalata, Libalata, Libalata,
Liga Brocoto, Shakata Labradica, Sobrahata, La Gabarushka, Hanane, Nanane, Shinanane, Nanane, Shanane, Nanane,
in Jesus' name, there is somebody you lost your property in the spirit. You lost your position in the spirit, and that thing will manifest in the physical. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask, O God, let a higher power go and retrieve that thing and give it to whom it is. A higher power. Retrieve now by power. I war in the name of Jesus. I war with you, spirit. I war in the name of Jesus.
Simoroska babaranteria. Zekorota bakatali and the libo kosotam barata. Senende prena babaka satin de li kupara. And the bola kosekede yaka patana. Sendoko patamanante. Shetuna kaite leboko satimante.